The NBA conversation continues here in just a moment with the legendary and former NBA Coach of the Year, Del Harris. But as a reminder, it is the Exergen Smart Glow Temporal Scanner Thermometer. We encourage you to go out and get one. It has got you covered with a simple-to-use, quick, and accurate thermometer. It is the number one choice of pediatricians and nurses nationwide, and even has a backlit display so you can enjoy those night games without waking your sick child. I'm a busy mom, and with this action-packed season of sports and school, I highly recommend the Exergen Smart Glow Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Our first two emails tonight at Elissa@yahoosportsradio.com. You will get one for free. All right, let's continue our conversation with the legendary Del Harris as he talks about what is next for the Los Angeles Lakers. So where does the Lakers organization go from here? What's the prescription to get these guys to being back to an elite team? I mean, and rebuilding this roster and to be able to move forward and getting accustomed to those winning ways.
Well, it's going to take a lot to do that at this point because they don't have very many pieces in place now that he's going to be gone. They have three young kids that are not 20, 19, 20, 22 that look like they're going to be good players, very good players perhaps, but it's going to take a lot of luck and a lot of money. They will have the money, but money doesn't play. You can always say, oh, we've got all this salary cap space, but salary cap space doesn't score, it doesn't rebound. So they have a huge job cut out for them. Having said that, that was the position they were in when I started with them in 1994. They had made their first trip to the lottery the year before and had two or three years of mediocrity subsequent to the announcement by Magic that he could not play anymore. And so we had a very young team, and we were fortunate that in that first year they came together. We drafted Eddie Jones, number six, I believe it was, in the first round, and we made a nice trade for Cedric Ceballos, and then we had Nick Van Exel, who's our coach right now at the Legends, and Vlade Divac, Eldon Kamel, and we had a good veteran in Sam Bowie, and we really just took off, and that's how I made Coach of the Year that particular year. We won 48 games and went to the second round, and the next year won 53. The next year we got Kobe and Shaq and won 56, even though Kobe didn't have much of a year that first year. He got injured playing pickup ball at Venice Beach during training camp, just before it started. Mm-hmm. Missed training camp, did not get any preseason games, and his first ever game was the fourth, fifth, sixth game of the season. And Shaq that year missed 31 games with abdominal injury, and we still won 56. So then the next year 61, and that was my last full year to coach the team. But it was, a quick turnaround at that point. But now I think it's going to be harder for them, because what I had was a nice solid nucleus of young guys, lots of guys, good guys, and with and a couple of veterans in Vlade and Sam Bowie that I think helped us, and Sadel Threet that helped us.
Well, you mentioned Nick Van Exel, of course, the head coach of the Texas Legends. So let's transition and talk about the Texas Legends. Obviously, you know exactly what it takes to rebuild rosters. I'd love for you to share with our viewers, also our listeners tonight, the importance of the Development League and how critical that is and a stepping stone for players to achieve their ultimate goal and to play in the NBA.
Well, it's really a vital piece of the NBA program now. I think people are becoming more aware that almost 40% of the current NBA players have played some minutes in the development league. And we've sent a number of players up over the last 6 years.
How many have you sent up?
I think 13, something like that, have gone up either to the NBA or to the highest levels in Europe. But then we've had others of the Mavericks come and play a few games or a whole year to develop. And the future of the NBA Development League is intact. I mean, teams are buying the franchises now. They were owned mostly by individuals, entrepreneurs, but now the teams are owning them and really utilizing the teams to do just what it says, develop their players.